Clouds are on the increase across New York and western New England as our next weather maker rolls in. This rather vigorous clipper-type low will race across the area tonight into the day tomorrow, bringing some areas of snow showers and snow squalls that can leave some slippery spots behind. It's definitely been an interesting snow year, especially across eastern New York. You know, people often think of Albany as a rather big snow area. Now, we know Albany is not the biggest snow area in New York State. This year, though, Albany has only recorded 5.5 inches of snow, so we're under 0.5 foot of snow this winter season in Albany. Of course, to our south, the snow amounts have been much heavier, with over 2 feet of snow reported across all of the New York City locations. And we are missing out on yet another big storm as we work through the next 24 hours. I mentioned the system racing in from the west. Well, it's going to nudge a rather large ocean storm out to sea as we go through the day tomorrow. Right now, that storm is taking shape across the southeast with rain from the Carolinas south all the way to Florida. The storm will try to work its way up the east coast, but it will be nudged by that other storm coming out of the Great Lakes. So the big storm will be a miss. We'll have this other system come through, which is still quite intense, but it just doesn't have the moisture. So we're not talking about anything substantial, but we are projecting some snow showers and squalls that will come through our area tonight into the day tomorrow. And in some areas, we are looking for a slippery accumulation of snow, and we may even see some light accumulations, especially across the higher elevations. Then moving ahead, that low will work its way to the east tomorrow night, and on Saturday, we'll see a warm front approach from the west, so we'll see clouds mixed with some sunshine on Saturday. We may see some areas of snow showers, especially across the north, as that warm front comes across Saturday afternoon. Temperatures on Saturday will be in the 30s, and following that warm front, we are targeting highs mainly in the 40s on Sunday, so a mild wrap to the month of January. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, snow showers likely, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers and squalls, breezy, high 30 to 36. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, snow showers likely, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers and squalls, breezy, high 30 to 36. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers and squalls, breezy, high 35 to 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers and squalls, breezy, with highs in the mid-30s. Region-wide on Saturday, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers mainly north, with highs in the 30s, and on Sunday, variably cloudy and warmer, with highs in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.